Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was thinking about this gospel, several thoughts came or touched me very sharply. I thought that probably this is message I should share, because gospel offers a lot of messages we can take. But when I was reading, yesterday after liturgy, another like picture came to my mind which would support is my message, I hope God's message, is that I recall scene from one movie, Russian movie, which was about a monk or in monastery, simple monk. He was even not priest, he was just brother in monk. And there was a scene that mother brought little boy, similar like in gospel, except it was mother, a boy, he was suffering evidently from something. It was in Russian language, so I could understand something, but not everything. But what I could see was that the monk, when he saw that boy, he took him and he came to icon of Christ, which was outside of the church, and he said these prayers. He said, Heavenly King, three times, like, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Mortal, Lord have mercy, Our Father. And then he said, really like a child, Batyushka God, it's like Father God, you know, help him. He put it back to mother, and this boy evidently was healed. Whatever was with him, I could understand mother, she was talking about that, but evidently he was immediately healed. And mother, she started to thanks to God, and he said, what do you think? God doesn't care? Go away, you know, you don't believe. And my miracles are for those, you know, who are astonished by miracles, are those people who don't have faith. Because if we believe, so miracle is just something normal for us. But what we can see in our life is that miracles bring us astonishment. And we are elevated, encouraged by them. But thing is that God wants to see in our life something different. Look, that father came with his son and he approached apostles. Apostles who got power from Christ to expel evil spirits. They couldn't. When this father turned to Christ, we can see that Christ is visibly upset. He really is so upset, he said, how long I should be with you? He is upset. Why he is upset? Because apostles didn't use the power they got. And this makes him angry at them. This not belief. They didn't have trust. And if we realize what we got through sacrament of baptism, sacrament of chrismation, fullness of gifts of the Holy Spirit, what we got from God through these sacraments, what we are getting through Eucharist, what we could get from confession if we make confessions. So this is like full scale of gifts. And if God looks at us, isn't he upset that we don't use these gifts. They don't use these gifts to heal ourselves, to heal people around us, to heal whole society. I think that he is. And he is, and I think that this is message which comes from this tradition of 2,000 years of Flower Church. When we see that those gifts are real, and God really gives us these gifts to really bring us and whole world closer to him. It is evident what we are supposed to do. Today, even the synaxis of Saint Archangel Gabriel is replacing this memory of Saint John Climac. But still, this fourth Sunday of the Great Fast is dedicated to Saint John Climac. And he wrote his famous book, this textbook, when he in 30 steps shows us how to get to that deep unity with God through which those gifts given to us through sacraments are coming out and are visible and they work in us. And we start to read that book, this textbook, how to really elevate our spiritual life, this unity with God, we realize, yeah, well, now I understand. Now I understand why this power given through baptism and chrismation is not visible in me. It's so easy we say, oh, I said this, Holy Spirit whispered me, I did it because Holy Spirit whispered. You know, many times we lie to ourselves because it is devil who whispers us, not God, not Holy Spirit. Because if we live in sin, how can we hear Holy Spirit? If we hear Holy Spirit, it's the only voice we can hear is this voice which pushes us to repentance, pushes us to open our life. Again, through confession, through repentance, through, you know, through this change of our mind. But if we read these textbooks of spiritual life, we really see what we are supposed to do step by step. And then we realize that, well, I have to do more. They really do not trust to God. Maybe you heard about relatively new monastery in Arizona, St. Anthony Monastery. The monastery was founded by Elder Ephraim, who came from Greece. His disciples of Elder Joseph, who renewed some kind of this monastic life in the beginning of last century on the Mount Athos. We have his book, a book about his life in this our library. And it was interesting. He was sent this Elder Ephraim to America to start this type of monastery here. He was sent and because they had a donor who was willing to donate quite enough money to buy property and to start monastery. So this Elder Ephraim came to this donor and he said, well, let's look for good property. So they went through garden, went inside deep to desert. And Ephraim was not saying a lot, he was praying. And one moment when they drove for several hours, he said, stop. I said, this is place for monastery. If you want to buy property, buy this one. And this donor said, well, this is crazy. You know, we are hundreds of miles from closes like these pipes with water. There is no water here. You know, yes, I can buy this property, but I cannot imagine how can we live here, you know. As he said, Ephraim said, don't worry, go and buy this property, come after 3 days to pick me up. So the donor trusted. Even he started to do this paperwork to buy this property, piece of desert. After 3 days he came and he saw this A-frame in the desert alone. There was a dry stick in the sand, and he said, "And you will drill here. Water is there." Well, this donor said, "Well, okay." He didn't believe, but when they started to drill, they found so huge source of water that is not only enough for this big monastery now, but it they supply something else, I don't know, I don't remember now. Now it is big monastery there, but this is small miracle. This Ephraim was so open for God, so humble, so man of prayer. He worked really very hard under the direction of Elder Joseph, and he saw that he was so open for God that these gifts he was getting were able to make this for us miracles. It was not a miracle for him. He just was trying to listen to God. But a bigger miracle for me is that the monastery was built and is filled with monks. This monastery is filled with young men who really dedicated their life to Christ. This is bigger miracle for me. And even bigger miracle is that this Ephraim founded another 11 monasteries in North America. 12 monasteries in like span 20 years, filled with men. We are closing parishes because we don't have enough people. And he opened 12 monasteries and filled them with men. Why? Because he opened his life to God. He totally trusted God. He forgot himself and he really lived for everything. He didn't pretend that, well, I know some. He is still humble. He lives in Arizona. Humble man, full of prayer and trust of God. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, what would we do? What kind of miracles in the eyes of this world we would do if we follow this example? How huge we would change this our society if we don't follow our own wisdom, this our own thinking how things should be, but if follow these instructions of those who went through this way, who found how to uncover these gifts God gives us, who found way how to increase our trust in God. We would follow and trust them that this is path we should go. How many miracles for this world would happen? How many lives would be lost? We would be saved. Yesterday I was told that I was not so aware of how difficult situation is here around Akron area with drugs. I knew there is a problem. I didn't know there is a huge problem. And several other things. I said, we need to trust God more because God sent us here to change this peace of this country. And we will not do this if we don't have trust. If we will not do this if we are not whole. We will not do this if we depend on our thoughts and not on God's grace, which comes to us when we really trust. try to live our faith truly. Look to our life today. Put yourself in front of Christ. And let's ask God, oh Lord, look at my life. How many people around me are sick, wounded, need help? You gave me gifts to change everything. Are you angry? Are you upset with me? And then we will feel his answer. If we are truly looking for his answer, we will feel that. And there will be encouragement coming to our heart to make another step. There's one thing, you know, I use it today with my experience, which hit me very strongly in the last 2 days, 2 days ago. I was in the church morning with my prayers and I did something extra, you know, in my eyes. Extra. And I was leaving church and I had this good feeling that, oh, you prayed so much. And after several hours I listened to one lecture about Jesus' prayer, and in that lecture, there was an interview and one priest asked another who is Orthodox priest, married and has parish. It's the same situation. And he said, oh, my rule is to say 300 times Jesus' prayer morning, not counting other prayers. You know, it was like, you know, my good feeling was gone. I said, yes, how can you be satisfied with yourself? He's doing like twice more than you are doing. And so how could you? Well, I think that these moments we will get if we ask God to help us. We will get these punches which made us humble. And then we realize that, well, there's many steps in front of us. But it is not in God's intention to put us down. God's intention through this, if we are looking for a solution, to show us the way. To show us the way. I will be not able to make this morning the 300 plus, you know, just prayers. I don't think now, maybe not next year. But with God's help, I can do it in 5 years. I hope. But we have to try. We have to, like how this Saint John Chrysostom, he shows us his letter up to kingdom. There are 30 steps. We have to take step by step. We cannot stay down. And if we are making these steps, these gifts start to appear in us. And we will be not like that father who came to apostles. We will be those who will use this power given to us as God's children to heal everything in us, to heal everything and everybody around us through this power given us by God. Amen.